All right. Well, super excited about a big show coming up towards the end of May. Dallas Smith on the Some Things Never Change Tour. Have the man himself on the phone right now. Dallas, good to have you on today, buddy. How you doing?
Good to be on. Yeah, I'm doing okay, man. I hope you're doing well as well.
Doing absolutely fantastic. So we've been spinning your new single, Hide From a Broken Heart. It's been getting a lot of really, really good words here in Saskatoon. So we had it on a segment called Ride It or Bucket, where people vote to buck the song out or keep it. It was like just shy of 90% of people voted to keep it in. It always comes up on a request, so I think I'll have a lot of people here singing along to that. How did you come to choose this particular song and record it, Dallas?
It seems to always be the last minute addition. I remember back in the day, like with my old band, we had a record deal like in year 2000, and then we got a record deal, and the last minute song that we had written and come together with was Wasting My Time, ended up being the biggest song. So it's always been a thing in my career where the last minute additions always end up being lead off tracks. So it's kind of how this one came about. Heard it, got it in the studio immediately, and knew this was going to be the lead off track. So yeah, it's going to be got another single in the bag. So we're going to be releasing some other new music here shortly before the tour starts. And yeah, just kind of working towards getting more music out, hopefully an EP or a new album by the end of summer. It'd be nice.
Well, you've had a lot going on too. You recently performed at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, which I mean, most people out there know that's the original home of the Grand Ole Opry. Terry Clark came on and took the stage with you. So, I mean, the Ryman, this is kind of a pilgrimage to be made in the world of country music artists. How did that feel to be on that stage?
Oh man, you got an hour to talk about it. I'll condense it. It was I felt pretty collected and calm and everything about it. A good kind of nervous leading up to it. Sound check and just kind of checking out looking in the building. Empty. It was a completely different experience than watching, you know, an artist play there.
Yeah.
Which I've done in the past. It was a great day. But then when it came to actually standing on the stage, and it's your turn, it's an overwhelming feeling looking out to the pews and they're full and it's you. And I've been telling the story, but we started off the set with Timeless, and we were going to come into the... I had shortened up the intro, so I was going to sing a bit earlier, just get to it, and I missed my cue. I look over to my right, and the guys are singing along to where I'm supposed to be, and I just kind of gave them the nod to turn off the click, and we're just going to run this old school, and the nerves hit me, I'm not going to lie. It really did, and it didn't. It hits you when you're up there, man. It's nothing you can do to prepare yourself for moments like that. I had the same thing with the Opry when I went up and performed with Terry. Nothing prepares you for that feeling when you get up on there and you're that person in that spot. It was a great experience. I'll never forget it. And just being and playing that venue and seeing my friends there supporting me, it was pretty rad.
You know, like, yeah, rooms like the Opry and the Ryman Auditorium, those are like such mecca spots for the world of country music. So it's pretty cool, you know, the history in those rooms and the energy and being able to be a part of that must be just the most absolutely surreal feeling, which leads to the show that you're going to be doing in Saskatoon. So the Some Things Never Change Tour, SaskTel Center, May 26th. Huge roster of artists on this one. I remember, Dallas, I was on the phone with James Barker a couple months back, and he described this tour as a Canadian country music festival on wheels. What do you say about that?
Yeah, pretty much. We got a lot of artists up here that have been watching our counterparts down south play shows for quite a while. So there's a lot of us that want to get back to work and need to get back to work. So we threw as many friends as I can on here. And I just know as a concert goer and music fan, it's good bang for your buck to have a lot of artists on there. It'll be a fun night, man. I'm looking forward to bringing this show to life and bringing these new songs back to life.
Well, you said it, man. That's a lot of show for one ticket. People should absolutely rush out and get their tickets for this one. Of course, we have the links and everything over at thebull.ca. So you said you have an EP potentially on the way. Anything else on the horizon past the tour here, Dallas?
Well, just going to try to keep my sanity, trying to get back to balancing the work and the family life thing again, and had another little baby. She's a year and a half now, so I'm kind of getting myself geared up to being away from her, you know, little stretches of time. Yeah, man, just kind of mentally getting that going. And once the tour is done, going to be hopefully going in the studio and getting a bunch of songs recorded and get some new music out before the end of the summer. And just honestly, man, I'm just kind of not looking too far ahead, rolling with the punches kind of as we've been doing the last couple years. Not not looking too far ahead.
Honestly, as you got to,
right? Enjoy the ride again, man. Yeah, I was going to enjoy the ride again for, you know, live in the moment and just enjoy this tour. It's been too long, man. So I'm going to spend some time with my friends and time with music fans and, man, just get back out there to having some fun in some buildings and singing some live music together and just having a good time and positive environment, man. It's much needed. I know as not only a music fan, I've been enjoying going to shows again, but, you know, performing and doing this stuff is part of, you know, all of my friends and people in music business. It's part of our soul. It's a piece of us that's been missing for a couple of years. So, it'll be good for us, good for our mental health to get back out there and do our thing again.
Oh, man, we're stoked to have you, and best of luck with this tour and best of luck with the rest of your year. The Dallas Smith Something Never Changed Tour stopping at Sastel Center Thursday, May 26th. And like you said, a huge amount of show on one ticket. James Barker Band, JoJo Mason, Sean Austin, Megan Patrick, Kelly Prescott, Manny Blue. This is going to be a huge show. Dallas, break a leg out there and have a fantastic tour, my friend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.